Father, it is my prayer this morning that those words would not be shocking to us, to say something like, Jesus is my life. Because, Father, if those words make sense to us, we are thinking in line with your word. We're thinking right along with the Apostle Paul, who counted everything lost for the sake of knowing Christ. Father, we each week are tempted to want to find our home here. We forget that we are pilgrims wandering through a land that is not ultimately for us. We have a better home, and yet we find the evil conditions here, things that we can grow fond of far too often. Thank you for the opportunity today to step out of those conditions in the world and to come together and to see Jesus and to remember this day that we live in and to remember our great Savior most of all. And it's in His name we pray. Amen. If you want to take your Bibles and open them to 1 Corinthians 11, we're going to eventually be there in a moment. 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 to 25. Each week when we gather together for worship, we like to celebrate the Lord's Supper or communion together. And if you have trusted Christ alone to save you from your sin, to save you from yourself, to save you from the world, and most importantly, to save you from God's wrath, then this time is for you, and we welcome you to participate with us, celebrate with us, whether you're a member or a visitor. I want to take you on a little walk through the Bible. You stay in 1 Corinthians 11 because that's where we'll be eventually. But I want to take you on a little walk through the Bible to think about forgetfulness. Forgetfulness. Moses had to say to Israel, "Only give heed to yourself and keep your soul diligently so that you do not forget the things which your eyes have seen, and so that they do not depart from your heart all the days of your life." Moses had to say to Israel, "Watch yourselves that you do not forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you." Moses had to say to Israel, "Watch yourself that you do not forget the Lord who brought you from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery." And Moses had to say to Israel, "Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments." And he had to say to Israel again, "Your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God." And Moses had to say to Israel, "If you ever forget the Lord your God and go after other gods, you will surely perish." And then centuries later, the psalmist had to instruct Israel in Psalm 78, verse 7, "Your children should put their confidence in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments." And even David had to instruct his own soul in Psalm 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits." Solomon had to warn his son, "My son, do not forget my teaching." And God, through Jeremiah, said this of his own people, Israel, "My people have forgotten me. Days without number, they have forgotten me." And then James confirms in the New Testament that forgetfulness is still something that we must watch out for. In James chapter 1, verse 22, he says, "But prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does." And thus, we are in 1 Corinthians 11. It's in our fallen spiritual DNA to forget God. It's true. true for you this morning, it's true for me. We forget him by not being watchful with our own hearts, careful with our own hearts, and we wander away. And what Jesus has done for us is give us something important to do together that is actually designed by him to help us remember him and not forget him. And in particular, we are to remember his body and his blood shed at the cross on our behalf. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, I have received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. As often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Who is speaking? The God who was forgotten all of the time in the Old Testament. In Messiah, he is speaking. Remember me. So, believer, this morning, remember and don't forget that God didn't save you on the basis of good deeds that you did, but he saved you by his grace. Remember and don't forget this morning that God doesn't ever put your seemingly good deeds on one side of a scale and your evil deeds on the other side and then tries to make a decision. Remember and don't forget, Jesus drank God's cup of wrath for you in your place. And remember and don't forget that he declared you righteous by faith and not by your works. Remember and don't forget, believer, that he loves you continually because you are in his Son. His love for you never shifts because his love for his Son never shifts. Remember this morning, believer, and never forget that you are no longer a slave to sin. Remember and don't forget that if you confess your sin, he is faithful and righteous to forgive you your sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Believer, remember this morning and don't forget that you have a new nature with new desires from God, new desires for God, new desires for obedience to God. You even hate sin in this new nature. Believer, remember and don't forget that this is all because of Jesus Christ, who gave his body and shed his blood at the cross for you. Do this and remember these kinds of things about our Savior. So if you have trusted Jesus Christ to save you and to make you into a new creature in Christ, please eat and drink and remember with us. And if you are aware of sin in your life, believer, turn away from it and rest once again in what Christ did at the cross. This morning, if you haven't yet trusted Christ to save you and to make you into a new creature, then our prayer is that you would actually do that today. But the first order of importance for you is not so much to eat bread and drink from the cup, it's to repent and believe in Jesus Christ. So please ask questions of anybody around you this morning. Seek answers to your questions and repent and believe in Christ. And let the tray pass you by this morning. The men are going to come and they're going to serve us. What I want you to do is to hold it and wait, and then we'll take it together, okay? Men, will you please come and serve us?